think so. I think that's fair. But you know, they won the game, and they showed character to do that, and you have to sometimes accept that. But I was disappointed with the referee's performance tonight, and it contributed to us losing, giving them a free kick that wasn't a free kick, and so many things went. The marginal decisions went against us, but he shouldn't have been put under the pressure, because it wasn't fair on the referee. He's from Donegal. He's having to referee the game in Donegal, which is our home base. That wouldn't happen in Bray. It wouldn't happen in Cork. It wouldn't happen in Dundalk or Drogheda. I think the league has to get their act together and do their administrative work in a way in which it's not putting people under pressure.
Of course, you lost Conor McDermott tonight. He came off injured. What has injured Conor?
It's a worry. It's a worry for us. It's a groin. And he's a player we can't do without, to be perfectly honest. That's how good he is. We just can't do without him.
Do you feel Conor will miss out on the European tie this week?
It's looking like it. And it leaves us really, really short-changed. We are short-staffed, because we've got young Scott Whiteside, we've got Sam Todd, who can't go, he's at school, and we've got that's really all we have at the moment. And is it right to put young Scott in? I'll have a chat with him and see how he feels about it, because it's a big ask.
How do you go about now picking the players up after two defeats in the trot, two games that maybe, you know, you should have won?
I don't think you can look at it statistically. We should have won the both games, but it's how you lose and how you won that's important. In the first half, we played direct, a little bit more direct, and we didn't have... we just didn't get the rub of the green. But there's a lot of talent in our team, and you can see that. And, you know, fair play to Cork. They were dignified in their win, and which helps for a change. And I felt that we were the team who played the best tonight. But you don't always get performance and outcomes. And we had a performance, but we didn't have an outcome. And that's the disappointing part of the evening.
Kenny, I've spoken to you a lot of times after games, but you seem to really have been hurt by this one.
Well, you're always hurt by it. I'm just thinking of the next game and McDermott being out, so that makes it it's a double whammy, isn't it? And I just can't. I'll come to terms with it. Obviously, I'm taking our second the bench now tomorrow morning down to Coleraine to play. You know, the job is a 24/7 job, and I will work at it 24/7 till we get it right, and hopefully we can start to get into winning ways again.
You gave Rory Patterson the full 90 minutes.
I did, and I think he came through well. You could see rustiness, but you could also see what he brings, and the game, he needed that psychologically to play the 90. He set up Mark Timlin to score, surely, and he doesn't. And, you know, little things that he's done in the game, you could see in the second half. I thought he had a really good contribution to the game.